My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
One of the most important lessons in life that you should know is to remember to have an attitude of gratitude, of humility. Understand where the gift comes from. It's not mine, it's been given to me. Use what I have, use what you have to help others. You know, on your last day, you can't take it with you. But you can leave it here.
I don't care what you're going through, what life's throwing at you. It's your responsibility to find your new 100%.
You write the story of your life. No one can write your financial story. No one can write your spiritual story. No one can write your emotional story but you.
Your life has value. Your words carry weight. And when you allow your actions to follow your words, you change things around you. This is who you are. This is the very fiber of the person that I'm talking to in this room.
You know, take advantage of the opportunity that you have at this age and the people that you know to build your life resume. That's what I talk about all the time. You know, it's like you have the work resume. So what? That means nothing if you're not building up your life resume.
Believe in everything that you are and understand that within you there's something greater than any obstacle you'll ever face. Have faith in your abilities. Work hard, never give up, and there's nothing you can't accomplish.
A person's character is not judged when they ride the wave of success, when everyone chants their name and you want to be their friend. No. Your character is put to the test when your back is against the wall.
We didn't come this far to come this far. We came here to be champions.
It's about putting it on the line. It's about pushing yourself and giving it 110% of everything you got.
Simply have to give it everything you have to get it. You need to shut down all negativity.
You will follow me and you will bite your word. You don't want this enough. My life on the line. You hear me? Get your life on the line today. Everything on the line.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
I'm going to do the next right thing, not overcomplicate it. What I feed will grow, and what I starve will die.
Every day that you wake up, remember someone else did not. You are alive for a reason. Why on earth are you here? This is your day. You've got a window. You've got another 24 hours because you may not make it to tomorrow. And I'm just wondering what you're going to do with the day. The reason why days often feel meaningless and mundane is because we are directionless. You gotta get some direction. I'm just wondering, what are you gonna do in this next 24 hours that you did not do? I'm just wondering if you're gonna level up 2 millimeters more than you did yesterday. Are you gonna get better? Are you gonna get stronger? Are you gonna get wiser? Are you gonna see this thing differently? I'm just wondering, when are you going to see the power of 24 hours? That you did not have to wake up, that God did not have to give you another opportunity to be here, another opportunity to forgive somebody, another opportunity to let it go, another opportunity to look up and get up. I'm just wondering, when are you going to seize the opportunity? Accept where you are. Get cognizant about your money. Get cognizant about your relationships. Where are you mentally? Where are you spiritually and emotionally and financially and economically? Are you driving what you are destined to drive? Where's your health? Where's your heart? Let's get aware of where we are. This is my day to read a new book. This is my day to start a journey. This is my day to make an investment. This is my day to invest in myself. This is my day, and this is my time, and it's my turn to crush this day. This is the day I learn like I never have. This is the day I invest like I never have. This is the day I take it seriously. I got one window. I may not be here tomorrow. I'm just wondering if you're gonna rise and see the opportunity. Get up, get up, get up. You've got a day to conquer. If the day's going to be good, I got to heal from the mistakes that were made yesterday. I've got to believe that I don't have to make the same mistakes. It's time to heal. Today I heal. Today I heal from every mistake that is made. Today I heal from everything that I said that I could have said better, and everything that was said to me that I wish was never said. I heal today from the people that pushed me verbally but did not support me physically, that were never present. Today I heal, I heal, I heal. I heal from what I did not have. I heal from what I did have that I did not want. Today I heal. After we heal, we have to acknowledge what went wrong. What could I have done differently? What boundaries did I allow to be breached? Relationally, financially, with my investments, with my mindset. Where did I put my energy and I didn't get anything back in return? It's like investing in a vending machine with a sign on it that says out of order. And I'm convinced that many of us invest in people and places that are just simply out of order. And this is why we're drained. And this is why we're tired. And this is why we're weary and well-doing. And this is why the day is mundane and it's the same old, same old. Something's gotta change with you. I'm just wondering if you're gonna repeat the cycle. If the redundancy of mediocrity is gonna continue. We've got purpose and we've got fulfillment and we've got destiny breathing down our necks. Let's accept the truth. This is the only way the day matters, is if we get aware of what's happening and what's going on. What has my attention? Do I have the attention span of a toddler or a champion? And so once we accept where we are and we accept that truth, we got to give ourselves time to heal. We got to learn from not only our mistakes, but learn from others' mistakes. We have to study why we fail, how we fail, and we've got to ensure that we never do it again. If you're going to win the war for the day, you're going to have a high threshold for pain. You will be offended. People will let you down. People will lie to you. Places, circumstances, life will unfold and unravel. This life will knock you in your mouth. Because you got to stay focused. even when it's painful, even when we're ostracized, even when we're excommunicated and ghosted. It may hurt, but that pain will subside.
Let's show the world what a true king and queen is. Together we will rise, together we will fight. And if God says, together we will fall. Let's be phenomenal today, kings and queens. This is only the beginning.
Because this life is not done with you. Your dream is not done with you. Mistakes turn us all into winners. Mistakes turn us all into perfections. There's going to be days when it seems like it will never happen. The dream will never manifest. The money will never come. The cars will never come. But you gotta fight for something more than material. You gotta fight for the baby that lays in your soul, that burns your chest. Because if you don't feel this fire, then it's not a dream. Get back up. Can you hear me? I said get back up. Because this life is not done with you. Your dream is not done with you.
See, many of us believe that we don't have what it takes. You have multi-million dollar potential inside of you, and you don't need a dollar to obtain it. It's all inside of you.
If you're going to crush this day, this week, this month, this quarter, and this year, and if the rest of your life is going to be the best of your life, you're going to have to think differently, plan differently, set the goal, and you're going to have to write it down. You've got to get clear, you've got to get specific, and once you get specific, what you wrote down mandates what you do. I said it before, I say it again. Oftentimes, the day feels mundane and meaningless because we are directionless. Write the vision down. Get clear, get specific, write it down. Document it, get serious about it. Write it, read it. If you want to see success, then you need to make the planning stages significant, and you need to see the value in the process. We want wealth, but we don't want a plan. We want success, but we don't want significance. We want connection, but we don't want correction. I've got to write it down, and not only write it down, but I need my circle of accountability to correct things that may be wrong. Because if you're trying to build this dream and walk in your destiny by yourself, if you think you can pull it off with no help, with no purpose partner, then it's too small. I'm speaking healing over you. I'm speaking breakthrough over you. I'm speaking that you'll walk into your future, that you'll let go of what was to step into what is. I believe this for you. I believe that as you become and not just do, that what you seek will pursue you. Destiny will begin to chase you down. No matter how far you have sunk, no matter how hard you have fallen, you've got enough grit, you've got enough grace, you've got enough faith, you've got enough courage to stand up. It's time to rise. This is your day. Get up and conquer your day.
the path of least resistance. I started choosing the path of most resistance to prepare myself for the journey that was coming my way. And you realize through hard work, you can outwork anybody. No matter how badass they are. It starts with yourself, man. You gotta start diving into those things that you are afraid of. You don't gain confidence by going to the spot that makes you feel good. It's gonna be a false reality. And the second life gives you that challenge, all you wanna do is go back to what gave you confidence, is that happy spot. No, what gave me confidence was spending years at a kitchen table trying to learn how to read and write on my own, realizing I can't learn the way you learn. I can't, but I can learn. What gives you confidence, not being afraid, is overcoming the fear. That's what gives me confidence, is facing these things, overcoming them. And maybe not overcoming them every day, but facing them, and facing them, and facing them. Pretty soon like this, you know what, man, this is where it's at. It's not in that comfort zone. It's in the discomfort zone is where my confidence is getting built. Mm-hmm. That's where it's getting built. Happiness, peace, enlightenment, it's all up here, man. It's all up here. It's all up here. You just gotta be willing to go and face it. And that's the hard part. The physical standard is not what they need to meet. It's a mental standard you must meet in life. That's how I live my life. I now know that there is no cap on the human mind. There's no cap. We cap it ourselves. When most people quit, I had just started. And when you take that mindset and you learn to flip that around, that's what made me powerful. And my body followed.
And so I said, I want to do this. I'm going to give myself a challenge every single day until the fear goes away.
That's right.
And I feel like that's what more of us should be doing. I'm hearing that that's what you, how you live your life.
That's all it is, man.
And it helps me feel so much more confident. When you overcome that fear of saying this doesn't have control over me anymore,
that's right.
It's like you can be at so much more peace.
A lot of us speak in hollow words. I used to speak in hollow words. I don't do it anymore. Everything that comes out of my mouth has substance. It's real. We all have these feelings in our bodies, in our minds, in our souls. I act on mine. A lot of us who are afraid of something, we allow our minds to choose the path of least resistance, so we go a different route. When I'm afraid of something, it's telling me you must do that. Life is one big mind game. And you're playing it with yourself. You cannot lose perspective of where you've come in life. I'm trying to give people a different thought process of life where failure, hell, disappointment, discomfort is a great learning tool. And many people don't understand that, but it's these few moments in life that you have. Like for me, I always talk about it. Rocky 1, round 14. That 1 2-minute and 13-second clip of Rocky getting up when Apollo knocked him down. That one clip, when I was going through a very bad time in my life, I saw what I wanted to be. And it wasn't a guy that won. It wasn't a guy that won everything he did. It was a guy that kept getting up after being knocked down. So I realized if that 2 minutes and 13 seconds changed my life, that's all it was. I saw something that I needed to be in the world I was living in. Maybe my story will give someone the 2 minutes and 13 seconds they need to change their life. Everybody's got a story. We don't share it on social media. We share our nice life on social media. We all have a dungeon. I'm just willing to talk about mine. Mental toughness isn't something that you sample. It's something that you live in every day. Whenever hardness comes, and you don't know what it is, It may be different for you than it is for me, but you go back to your insecurities. And then when you go back to the insecurities, you then look for comfort within those insecurities. And we all look for that cookie that your mom used to give you when you were sad, when you were sick. We look for our wife or our husband. We look for comfort. It's in those moments you must retrain your mind to think differently in health. The mental standard is you must know how far you've come.
Judge a person not by what they accomplished, but what they had to overcome for their accomplishment. People that are hungry have zero excuses for not pursuing their dreams. And they come back again and again and again. They operate like Willie Jolly, who said that a setback is a setup for a comeback. I've got a saying, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. You can get up. You can get up. I'm training people to get into their greatness, to begin to develop the courage to pursue dreams beyond their comfort zones. Because in order to do something you've never done, you've got to become someone you've never been. When you're pursuing your greatness, you don't know what your limits are, so you act like you don't have any. There's never a shortage of opportunities. It's just a shortage of thinking. Because some things are taught and some things are caught. When I was in the fifth grade, they put me back from the fifth grade into the fourth grade. I failed again in the eighth grade. I have no college training. So being identified and labeled as DT, the dumb twin, it gave me a lot of things to overcome. And so there was no one to dispute what was said about me, and I bought it. Even if you are told a lie, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. You hear it often enough, it becomes your reality. Perception, not challenge, becomes real for you. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. So if you can track failure, you can also track success. You have greatness in you. I don't know you, but here's what I know based upon my own experience. You have greatness in you, that you have the ability to do more than you could ever begin to imagine. You have greatness in you. There's a presence in each and every one of us that waits and listens to the voice of the genuine in yourself. It will be perhaps the only guide you will ever have or hear. And if you cannot hear it, all of your life will be spent on the ends of strings that somebody else pulls. When you recognize your greatness, no one will ever pull your strings. You are different. You were created on purpose with a purpose to manifest that purpose through you. You will never exercise authority and dominion over your life until you exercise authority and dominion over what you are not. Most people go through life living the lie that has been told about them. There's something in you that's greater than your circumstances. There's something in you that's greater than the adversities that you're facing. In life, you're either in a problem, just left one, or headed toward one. You have greatness in you.
I walk in the room now and I know the hours and years and decades I put into David Goggins. That's something, it's not on the wall. It's not a trophy on the wall. It's not a medal on your neck. I don't care how you perceive David Goggins, because through my journey, I figured out the one piece I was missing. I thought it was cars. I thought it was women. I thought it was money. I thought it was everything. The one piece I was missing was me having the courage to face myself. Where I got my work ethic from was the hours I had to spend learning this. When you sit down and you're not smart, and you have a disability, and you still want to be at the top of your class, I didn't want to just get by. When I realized that I can learn through hard work, and I can beat the valedictorian in school, but I got put in 10 hours more a day than he does. You know what kind of strength comes from that? When you're sitting down, that guy that valedictorian studied for an hour, and you know, I caught you. I have the work ethic to catch you. That's where David Goggins got really invented.
Yeah.
Was at a kitchen table with 20 spiral notebooks that were empty, and then they were full. And when you can go through that, I still have them in my storage unit. You go through these spiral notebooks of your life, and you realize, this is how I learned. This is unbelievable. It wasn't until I got real sick and my life got real quiet. I went from running 205 miles in 39 hours to I couldn't get out of bed. My life was taken from me. And that's when I realized I hadn't taken time to think about what I'd done in my life. I'd done all these things, but there was no finish line. I finished a race of life, and I wouldn't even receive my medal. I go on. I get in the car and I go. When I started figuring out life, that I was leaving so much in the tank, once I realized, my God, man, I was this dumb, fat kid being bullied, and now I'm a 180-pound person, lost 106 pounds in less than 3 months. Learned to read, learned to do this, learned to do that. I was like, I need more. I was fueling my mind with everything. And I never took time to say, my God, you came from this hell, and you're here. I had come 8,000 miles from where I started. But if you never know that, you're still in a $7 a month place. So it's that quiet place. It's that place by yourself. It's those hours and years and decades by yourself in the grip of life. When life has you by the throat and choking you out, and you're sitting there calm because you're trying to figure it out. You're not panicking. You're not quitting. You're not throwing in the towel. You're saying there's a way around this. And when you figure it out, when life has you gripped in a vice, and you can figure that out, that's when you overcome. That's when you overcome. The journey getting there was harder than going through it.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the whole thing about life, man. It's that journey that makes you who you are.
What's up, man? Made it back. Another 24 hours down. It's incredible. I'm proud of you for that. And I know you don't want to be here. I get it. That state of mind. It's tough. I understand that. But don't quit. Because if you quit, you're going to wind up right back where you started. Remember when you started, how bad and how desperate you were to be right where you are right now? Yeah, I remember that. You got to keep that same attitude, man. You got to keep moving forward. Keep pushing it.
Don't allow fear of failure and the allure, the attractiveness of playing it safe in life to draw you in. You can't get out of life alive. You got to die to leave here.
When you're asleep, ladies and gentlemen, you need your dreams. I'm here to tell you that when you're wide awake, you also need your dreams. You must have your goals. You'll never make it as a wandering generality. You must become a meaningful specific. If you're going to work tomorrow because that's what you did yesterday, you're not going to be as good tomorrow as you were yesterday, because now you're 2 days older and no closer to the goal which you do not have.
I'm telling you to keep going when you face opposition. I'm telling you to keep going when you face adversity. I'm telling you to keep going because
years from now, when you look back, make sure you remember one thing about this moment. That you gave everything you had. That you leaned in on those late nights and those early morning wake-ups. The hours upon hours in the books, the preparation, dedication, and the resilience. That you knew who you were and let it manifest and lead you into the future.
Hello, you can't get out of life alive. So there's no safe position. You can die in the bleachers or you can die on the field. You might as well come out on the field and have a good time, right?
No problem is permanent. Or you start thinking the problem's pervasive because I haven't handled my finances, my whole world's over. Or because my relationship's bad, my whole world's over. Or all this is happening because there's something wrong with me. Your life is bigger than that. People need a new perspective, and you can't do it by just sitting and thinking. You gotta move your body, you gotta change your energy and your focus, because low level of energy, I don't think I'm getting how smart you are, you're not gonna use all your ability. But if I get you into a higher state of being, mentally, emotionally, physically, then all of a sudden you start remembering who you are and you start coming up with answers that you never even thought were possible before.
Doesn't it really astonish you that you are this fantastically complex thing? And that you're doing all of this and you never had any education in how to do it? You never learned, but you're this miracle? It's one of the great wonders of life.
You aren't here to simply survive or navigate foreign territory. No, you were made for this moment.
Most of us have been conditioned not to take a risk. People ask me all the time, what does it take to be happy? And I always tell them it's really simple. One word, progress. Progress equals happiness. If you keep growing, you're gonna feel alive. And if you keep growing, you're gonna have more to give.
When you find a way out of no way, when you find breath that you don't have, when you find energy that did not exist, when you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way.
Doesn't take any motivation, any drive in order to stay down there on a low level, but it calls on everything in you, ladies and gentlemen. You have to harness your will to say, I'm going to challenge myself. Sometimes I have to pull myself out of bed and say, come on, Les. Things I know I should do, I don't do. Things I shouldn't do, I do. I found that the biggest enemy you have to deal with is yourself. There's an old African proverb that says, if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
If you're willing to endure, to hang in just a little bit longer, give just a little bit more, if you're willing to put all of yourself into the task before you, you may just be amazed at what life gives back.
It doesn't matter how many statues, Oscars they give you, or Emmys, or how much money you have in the bank. We've all seen people have all those things, and I get the phone call because they're depressed, or somebody commits suicide in that area. So it's really an inner game, and I think that's what's missing for us today. Everybody's focusing on the outside world, and hell, there's a lot of things in the outside world you'll never be able to control. You can influence, but you can't control it. This, your mind, your emotions, your body, you have 100% control over what you do with these things, and that's where the game is won. You win the inner game, then you win the outer game. But a lot of people spent their life trying to win the outer game, they won, and they're miserable.
We're always worrying. Did I think this over long enough? Did I take enough data into consideration? And if you think it through, you find you never could take enough data into consideration. The data for a decision in any given situation is infinite. So what you do is, you go through the motions of thinking out what you will do about this. And then when the time comes to act, you make a snap judgment. It's amazing how often it works.
It's necessary that you have the mindset that I can do this. You've got to begin to believe and to fortify that belief and feed that belief by listening to tapes, going to seminars and workshops, by challenging yourself, by stretching yourself.
Don't get so wrapped up in what happened yesterday that you miss out on the opportunities that are waiting for you today. Remember, whenever one door closes, there is another door waiting for you.
So to me, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. And so many people are focused on success still, which to me is like, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's like success is getting what you want. Fulfillment is living what you're made for.
To take the risk of doing what we want, which will work to the extent that we realize that what I want, basically, what I really want is what you want. And I don't know what you
But I never would have discovered what I'm able to do right now if I wasn't willing to take a chance. And you've got to be willing to do that. You've got to believe in yourself.
All right, I want to change the world. I want to make the world a better place. I want to fulfill the promise. I want to make a difference. I want to be different from my own life. I want to be successful. How do you do it? One day, one choice, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 second, one decision at a time.
You want to become a risk taker. You want to raise the bar.
on yourself. Most people won't do that. See, most people engage in low life living, low risk living. This God said, if you're not willing to risk, you cannot grow. And if you cannot grow, you cannot become your best. And if you cannot become your best, you can't be happy. And if you can't be happy, then what else is there?
When you're serious about changing, all of you need to do, you don't have to tell anybody you're changing, just do it. Let your life speak. Let your life scream. Let your life shout. And let it speak so loud, it will speak volumes and nobody can ignore it.
Don't be offended if anybody else believes in you. You believe in you. You start making good choices. You start making good decisions.
If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
Execute. Execute on the things that you said you were going to execute on. Kobe said, why would I pass the ball to you when you haven't even trained properly? I used to always wonder, like, why is my man hogging the ball? He's like, yo, why would I have confidence in somebody who's getting to the gym late, who's leaving early, we losing, doesn't seem to care that we losing. Why would I give the ball to you? And I'm like, yo, genius. My whole career is contingent upon what you do and what you don't do. Yeah, I'm taking this. That shift my thought process, because I'm like, here I am judging from the outside. Why aren't you being a better teammate? But the real question is, why aren't you being a better teammate by seeing my energy and matching my energy? Because we're on the same team with the same goals. We have the ability to, no matter what our circumstances are, get better. Well, you don't know me. If you knew me in 2002, you don't know Eric Thomas. That was the 5.0 version. This the 14. This the ET14. You don't know who I am. And I would just say to people, yes, it takes a lot of work to become a new model, but it also takes a lot of work to suck, to be average. It takes a lot of work to do that as well. There are a group of people that feel like it's okay not to execute because I'm not feeling okay. Because today is not a good day. Because all the stars didn't line up. Yo, despite this happening, I owe it to myself to still be the person that I dreamed of being, and this setback will only be a setup for a comeback. We owe it to the people who follow us to not stay where we are, but to take it to that next level. Being in a room with somebody who's executing and operating at a high level, and I'd much rather put in the work and live this experience. Yo, we have opportunity. You have an opportunity of a lifetime. Whatever you do, don't waste it. Get up and go make it happen. You're already in pain. Get a reward for it. So why would you go through all that pain and not get something for it? To put all those hours in and not transfer those hours to something else. It doesn't make sense not to recycle the pain and get wealth or a successful life, or a successful spouse, like whatever, have kids, whatever it is. I was like, it can't end here. I've read the books, I've gone to the conferences, I went to the classes, I got the degrees. Like, it can't end with just life is gonna deal me this hand. You still have to do life regardless of how you come into life. If you come in great, if you come in poorly, it does not matter. You have to do life. And if you're smart, you do life on your terms and you don't let life make you do it on its terms. I'll do whatever it takes to keep this freedom. I'll do whatever it takes. So the first thing you gotta do is you gotta get out of your feelings. You know, you woke up, got into it with your spouse or your kids, called with something that was going on, or you were sick. And so I think for most people, they go wrong because they think it's a feeling when execution is a fact.
There are going to be difficult times in your life. There are going to be times where you have every reason to make an excuse.
Absolutely.
But that won't serve you.
And I look at Colby and was like, yo, not you didn't necessarily live to be 100, but the time you had on earth, you put in work. And then you went and dominated one area, and then you start coming over and say, now I'm coming into some other areas, but I'm gonna bring my greatness over here and I'm gonna kill it. And that's all I'm saying to people. Greatness is in you, activate it. Like, I wake up every day with this, all right, I'm gonna win the Nobel Prize. And it's not about the Nobel Prize, it's not about Norway. It is about if LeBron and Michael Jordan are playing for the finals, and Gretzky is playing for the Stanley Cup, and somebody else is playing for the pennant. Like, my pennant is the Nobel Prize, because you don't get that without helping millions of people get from one place in their lives, you know, to another. And so what I do is I figure out where you are, and I dare you to come out of where you are to, if nobody ever influenced you, where would you want to be? Like, what do you want? What do you want to do? Not what they want you to do. If you could dream, like, what would your best life look like for you? If you didn't have to impress your mom or your dad, if you didn't have to go to college because your parents went to college, like, what would you really do? And then if they can tell me, and if I can figure out where you want to go at that point, I can snatch your current reality and help you to build a new reality to help you to get where you go. So for me, it's, I gotta get in here and I gotta get in here. And if you let me into these two spaces, I can get you wherever you're trying to get to. Guys, you gotta understand the opportunities that you have. You know, I've been to third world countries where it does not matter how early you wake up. It does not matter how long you stay up. It doesn't matter what your skill sets are. It doesn't matter. You don't have opportunity. You have people all over the world who are dying to get here, literally dying to get here. You have an opportunity of a lifetime, and where much is given, much is required. Like, you got opportunities. You got banks that you can get loans from. You can go online and sell stuff from online. Like, you don't even have to have a store anymore. You're a storefront. Like, you can literally become rich from your watch. So it's like, yo, instead of you looking at everything that's not, look at what is. So absolutely, is there some stuff to complain about? 1,000%. There's a whole bunch of stuff I can complain about. There's a lot of stuff that I can be angry about, but I didn't realize how quick life was. Because life is short, I don't have time to focus on what's not. I've got to focus on what is, then get up and go get it. And for me, it's like, guys, I need you to understand where you are. We are looking for opportunity, and we have it. And so if you can lock in, I need you to get focused. I need you to get locked in. But I'm too scared not to try. Like, I'm too scared not to take the risk.
The only thing standing in your way is you.
That's it. Like, how is that possible? Like, somebody doesn't do what you think they should do and you go off, but then you give you a pass. Like, you don't go off on you, but when are you gonna go in the mirror and check yourself? Like, why are you giving yourself a pass? Why are you giving yourself an out? But then you didn't finish school, or you didn't write the book, or you didn't do the album, or you didn't go back to school, or you told yourself you was gonna lose weight, and you just let yourself off the hook. Like, well, you didn't do it for you. I'm saying, no, do me a favor. With that same energy you use to hold somebody else accountable, hold yourself accountable. Because here's the deal. You hold me accountable and I change. How do you benefit from that? Use that same energy you use on others. I'm not saying don't hold people accountable, but I'm saying use that same energy on yourself. And you'd be shocked how much further you'd be in life if you just punish yourself, if you put you on punishment. So for me, it's not, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. I look at it, game seven. This is where the Magic Johnsons, the Larry Birds, like, this is where the Michael Jordans are made. This is where the real ballers, this is when the real ballers come out. This is what I signed up for. This is what all the weights were for. This is the eating right. This is the getting up early, going, this is the trainers. Like, this is why I went to this school. This is why I got this coach. Like, this, I long for this and I live for this. When I see trials and tribulations, I go, it's showtime with a real Eric Thomas, with a game seven Eric Thomas. Please stand up, activate, grand slam, boom, it's out of here. So I just look at it as, hey, if you want to complain, go for it. I will rise to the level of the challenge.
If it was easy, everybody would do it.
Man, let's go. It's time. You got one life to live. It's time to get it done. I don't know who you are, where you're from, but get it done. It's time to listen. It's time to focus. What haven't you been able to accomplish? What has stopped you? What has haunted you? Why are you losing sleep over it? All roads lead back to what you're focusing on and who you're listening to. Energy flows where focus goes. So what are you focused on? If you haven't been able to get it done, today marks the first day of the best days of your life. So where focus goes, energy flows. I'm talking to you. If you're gonna get it done, I need you to listen and focus. At all costs, protect your peace. If you're gonna get it done, you gotta let some things go. Stop waiting to feel like it. Stop waiting until you see it. Stop waiting for somebody to come and save you. Nobody's coming to rescue you. The problem with many of you is that you're focused on your fears. You're focused on the risk more than you are the reward. The prize goes to the hardest worker in the room. The question is, how bad do you want this? The problem with many of you is that you're not tired enough. You're focused on the pain of the process more than you are the glory on the other side. You're listening to the wrong people. You're listening to the wrong voices. It's time to pull that energy from fear. Pull that energy away from doubt. How bad do you want this? If you can hear my voice, I'm just wondering if you are bold enough, if you are daring enough, if your faith is outrageous enough to take a chance on yourself. It's time to manifest. It's time to get it done. Fight, fight, fight for your future. It may hurt, but get it done. With tears in your eyes, get it done. If nobody believes in you, get it done. If the person you love most walks out on you, get it done. If your children don't believe in you, get it done. If your spouse don't believe in you, get it done. It's always impossible until it's done. So get it done. Over the course of my life, I've come to realize that in order to get things done, there are some things I've got to get over. And that's the problem with many of you, is that you're not over the relationship gone bad. You're not over the job that you lost. You're not over the person that walked out on you, the people and the places where you've experienced trauma and anguish. You're not over it. You're not over the fear. You're not over the anxiety. You don't smile anymore. You don't laugh anymore. You don't love like you used to. And there are some things you're going to have to get over. You have not been able to get it done because you're carrying so much weight from the past. Don't feel like it. But newsflash, stop waiting to feel it. At the end of the day, you can listen to a million motivational speeches, but you are going to have to wake up and make a decision to get it done. The moment you are no longer willing to tolerate where you are, everything changes. Nobody's gonna be able to pull you out of the murky water, out of this muddy, bloody, painful, miserable place that you're in. You're gonna have to make up your mind. Enough is enough. I'm getting out of this place. And I got stuff to do. I've got a destiny to fulfill. Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to let go of some things? Are you willing to put the work in? Are you ready to be consistent? Are you tired of this version of yourself? Get over the pain. Get over the trauma. Get over the betrayal. Get over who left you. Get over who lied on you. Get over it. If you're gonna get it done, you've gotta get over it. Release the pain. Release the unforgiveness. Release the fear. If you're going to get it done, you're going to have to eliminate all distractions and put your blinders on. I don't know what your goal is. Let the world reject you. Let the world close doors on you. Let the world tell you no. I'm just wondering, can you dig deep inside yourself? The future goes to the hardest worker in the room. You have everything you need to get started. Stop waiting for the weather to change in your life. Stop waiting for the perfect conditions. Stop waiting for a handout. Stop waiting for everybody to believe in you and cheer for you and affirm you. Life knocked you in the mouth years ago and you haven't hit back yet. You hit back with determination. You hit back with focus. You hit back when you listen. You hit back when you are disciplined. You hit back with resilience. Get in the ring and hit back. It's time to get up and hit back. Stand in a mirror and tell yourself, I've got a destiny to fulfill. It's simple, but it's not easy. But all you have is all you need. It's the start that stops most people. Start now.
You are battered, broken, and depleted. Some of you have been abandoned.
Your greatest opponent is an enemy you cannot see. But you can feel. You can feel that abandonment. You can feel that agony, that anguish. You can feel that anger. You can feel the confusion. You can feel the laziness, the deceitfulness, the depression. You can feel the garbage of guilt and fear. You can feel the dysfunction. You can feel it. That is the enemy. The battle, the fight for the future, the fight to rise is in your head. It's all in your head.
Now is the moment to capture the vision. Let me tell you something. Here's what success is all about. You need these three things. Are you ready? You need skill set, mindset, and opportunity. Skill set, mindset, and opportunity. You need to rise up and understand what success is all about. Skill set, work on your skill. Mindset, work on your mentality, baby, and your opportunity will come. Trust me, when your opportunity comes, you better be ready. When your opportunity hits, you better respond, baby. And all the work you put in, all the grind you put in, when your opportunity shows up, you gonna be ready. Because hard work pays. Let me tell you something. Hard work will pay off.
When you feel that you don't have the oxygen, when you feel like you're about to give up, when you feel like you're about to die, resurrect yourself. And just rise. Continue to move. Continue to believe. Continue to fight hard. And don't give up.
You are not dead yet. You may be tired, but you are not dead. You may be broken, but you are not dead. You may be weary, but you are not dead. You have an opportunity to rise above what happened to you.
I need you to make sure you understand the process, and the process means you gotta follow through. We gotta rise up, we gotta start, we gotta finish. We gotta rise up, we gotta start, we gotta finish. We gotta rise up right now, and we gotta start, and we gotta finish.
It's time to
only get your bounce back, build your business, build your future. I don't care who did not invest in you. Go after it. If nobody sticks their hand out to pick you up, get yourself up and run.
You have something yet to do in this world. Don't worry about it. Trust in it. Believe in it. Rise.
Yeah, there's a glass ceiling over your head. It's got garbage on it like guilt and helplessness and hopelessness and hurt. Let me tell you this. Life will keep you locked away in a glass coffin and dare you to shatter that glass. Everything changes today. Some of you are still trying to process what is happening in our world, our economy, the riots, the protesting, the earthquakes, the pestilence, the viruses, the racism, the climate shifting. It's a lot. And you have been intoxicated by the pain of your past. I tell people all the time, it starts in your head.
There are going to be those dark times. And a lot of things are going to try to hold you down and keep you down. But you got to continue to rise. You got to continue to believe.
A warrior is an average person with laser-like focus. Don't even worry about your ability. Don't you worry about opportunity. I need you to be a warrior right now and let your work get your opportunity. Let your work get your praise. Let your work open up doors. Let your work get people paying attention. Let your work get the whole world to notice. You gotta work. Stop thinking. Stop procrastinating. And you gotta work. I need you to rise up to fulfill your dreams. Rise up and attack your goals. There's no time to sleep. No time to nap. No time to waste. If you fall asleep, wake up and rise up again. You should work so hard that you collapse in the bed at night. Sometimes in the afternoon you're so weary from grinding that your body just collapses. That's okay, have sweet sleep, but when you wake up, grind again. Now is your time. Now is your season.
I'm here to rise. I came here to conquer. Doubt is not bigger than your purpose. Fear is not bigger than your purpose. Insecurity is not bigger than your purpose. Your purpose is everything.
If the oxygen is running out, if you feel like you're about to fall down, resurrect yourself and get back up and keep flying up higher.
It doesn't matter where you are, whatever your story is, you can change the story.
Rise when you think you can't carry on. Rise from your mistakes and failures. Rise and fight. Rise and make a difference. When others can't get up, you find a way to get up. Rise.
You've heard this a million times, that the cemetery is full of potential. And that's true. Because that person didn't do what they needed to do through the dash.
Dealing with agony and anger and anxiousness, and you are ashamed. If you want your future, you gotta heal. You keep trying to win, and you're wounded because you have not confronted the dysfunction, the embarrassment, the emptiness, the insecurity, the jealousy, the laziness, the loneliness. One of your superpowers is a made-up mind. One that is fully persuaded to get it done every single day, no matter the task.
I know it's gonna be hard. I know it's gonna be ups. I know it's gonna be downs. You gotta rise up. You gotta stay committed, because a shark never stops moving or it dies. I need you to become the CEO of you.
Yes, fear is gonna come. Yes, challenges are gonna come. Yes, you're gonna feel that you can't carry on. But you must continue to rise. You must continue to have faith. You must grow those wings and you must soar above and beyond the heavens. You must continue to rise. We need you to be a light in the midst of darkness. This world has gone crazy. This world needs you to rise up. This world needs your dream. This world needs you to achieve everything you got on the inside of you. This world needs you to be you. But in order for you to be you, we got to have you to rise up. I will be resilient. I will rewire my thinking. I will emerge. I will evolve. I will be immune to impossibility. I will be immune to the pain that is attached to my purpose. I will not be stagnant. I will not stay stuck in the mud that you left me in. I will evolve. I will rise.
When others think that you can't carry on, rise away from the excuses. Rise away from the substitutions.
You left me for dead. You buried my face into the ground. Did you think I would stay there? I must rise. This is for my future. This is for my children. This is for my destiny. This is for my legacy. There is no pain that is bigger than my purpose. I will rise.
And don't quit on yourself. Keep believing. Keep going up.
I will rise.